T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And Dave, it is time for our favorite segment of the week. It's 9 o'clock on Friday. We talk to Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the NOLA.com and a lot of other outlets. And if y'all have any questions about eating or drinking, 504-260-1870. Where'd you eat lately? Where you want to go? Maybe Ian has some suggestions for you if there's a type of food you're looking for. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler talking text line at 504-260-1870. With that, we welcome in Ian McNulty. How you doing, Ian?
Tommy, good to hear your voice again. I am loosening my belt a rung just for the fulfillment of this conversation with you. It is my favorite time of the week also.
Well, you know, you should try suspenders. Then you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Suspenders. That can mean different things in different cultures, you know.
Can it?
Yes.
Really? I'm going to have to Google that and see.
Ask the English, yes.
Right,
what does suspenders mean in England? Go ahead, I dare you.
I will Google that. Where you been eating and where you been drinking?
I've had the Dryad's Double on my mind, Tommy. I don't think this is something we've talked about before.
Oh,
but
my.
It's a kind of a special combo that I've been calling the Dryad's Double. And it's been on my mind because you remember Valentine's Day collided with Ash Wednesday this year, and I know it threw a lot of people off guard. And yes, this is going back a little bit, but back for Valentine's Day, I did a story on what I call the one block date night. And these are just ideas that are real simple and easy to just sort of amp up what would otherwise just be like a dinner outing, you know, dinner out with your fella, your lady, or even your friends. Just make it a little more interesting by adding on another stop that's in close proximity. And there's something about that, the dinner here, dessert right over there, or drinks here and then dinner right down the street, that just, it kind of amplifies the energy of the night, because it's not just, oh, we're going to this place, then we're going home, or, you know, it just shows a little more planning for one, and it extends kind of the good feelings of the outing, I think. And so once you start looking around New Orleans, you see these ideas for these pairings, for this one block. You can call it a one block date night. You can call it a one block, you know, girls night, a one block guys night out, whatever you want to call it. And I think it's a fun way to engage with the city. And once I started looking around for ideas for this, I found them everywhere. And that's, you know, thanks to the geography and history of our city, of New Orleans in particular, of how, you know, dense it all is, and how, you know, over time these distinct neighborhoods developed and these businesses grew up in them and became part of the neighborhoods. And now we kind of associate some of these businesses with those parts of town. And very often they're in very close proximity. You know, this is not, no offense to my friends in Houston or in Los Angeles, but this is, you know, in those places you have magnificent restaurants and cool little places that are spread out between miles of six-lane highways. Whereas here, you know, you can very often stand in the doorway of one wonderful place and look down the street and see the next, and that's your destination. And this is not Bourbon Street necessarily. This is, these are places in neighborhoods that have these robust neighborhood business cultures that have developed and maintained over the years. And one of the prime examples of this is the Dryad's Double. And if you're familiar with Dryad Street, just off of Napoleon Avenue there, you can stand, just like I was saying, you can stand in the doorway of Pascal Minnelli's, which the address is Napoleon Avenue, but the door you walk into is actually around the corner on Dryad Street. And you can stand there under the neon glow of the Pascal Minnelli's signs out front. And a block down Dryad Street, you can see the neon glow of Charlie's Steakhouse just down the way. And so this proximity inspired the idea of the Dryad's Double. You start at Pascal Minnelli's for oysters at the Oyster Bar. You hitch your elbow there on the Oyster Bar, knock back a dozen or a half dozen or whatever your appetite is telling you. Have a nice little drink, talk with Uptown Tea, the immortal, eternal oyster opener there. And then, you know, put your heel and toe together on the Dryad Street sidewalk, and you following the neon a block down to Charlie's Steakhouse, where you're, you know, entering this vintage den of mid-century Americana that's been preserved over time there for massive T-bone steaks, or the ribeye special that I had most recently. The onion rings, which we've touched on more recently together, you and I, Tommy, our mutual love of onion rings. Perhaps a martini to start it all off. Absolutely the au gratin potatoes. And moreover, just a visitation with an old New Orleans classic that's endured. And so I did a story recently about the Dryad's Double for NOLA.com. You can see some of those pictures on – go to NOLA.com if you wanted to see some of the pictures on my Instagram, Ian McNulty NOLA. And – you know, the synchronicity between these two places is wonderful. They're both vintage restaurants, and both of them, I realized once I sort of, you know, reviewed my notes, both of them have changed hands twice in recent years. Two places that seemed absolutely timeless actually changed ownership twice in the course of just a few years. And each one of those junctures could have been a drop-off, you know, could have been the time when these places went away, or just their, you know, the real estate went up for sale and somebody turned it into something quite different in this valuable uptown neighborhood. But instead they continue as these just charismatic, quirky slices of New Orleans. And you put the two of them together side by each and you have the Dryad's Double. And I think you have a fantastic outing for those kinds of culinary adventures.
You know what? I would like to open the phone lines here for suggestions from people about their, if you want to call them doubles, I guess. How are we referring to this? A twofer? Yeah, doubles?
Yeah, you can call it a pairing. You know, you can call
pairing.
It one block.
There you go.
You can call it a good pairing. You know, a good pairing, like a, you know, like an old fashioned and a good conversation. That's a nice pairing. You start seeing them everywhere. I mean, I'll throw a little more bait out there. The classic example, the one that actually got me started on this in the first place, is Venetia's Mid City and Angelo Mercato. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do not see anybody ordering dessert at Venetia after they finish one of the house pizzas or one of the maybe the eggplant dish or if they're in the know that good strip steak they serve there, because everyone just walks a block down inevitably with their takeout leftovers in their hands to Angelo Mercato's and file in the door there. And you know, we just celebrated St. Joseph's Day here in New Orleans. Angelo Mercato's is this living shrine of Sicilian culture, you know, with direct roots back to the first wave of immigrants coming over here from Sicily that informed so much of New Orleans culture, never mind food culture. And that is a temple to it right there. And so between the two of them, again, you can see the neon from one as you walk into the other. But it doesn't have to be all this old school stuff either. There's new places that just because of the, again, like the contours of our city, you see it all over the place. On Bayou Road, you know, that strip of historically black businesses, just going off of Esplanade and Broad Street. You've got Whiskey and Sticks, great bar, nice mm-hmm. old-fashioned over there across the street. One of my favorite newer restaurants, Addis Nola, Ethiopian restaurant, where you're having, you know, these wonderful, deeply flavorful, spiced stews, meat dishes, and vegetarian dishes served on this flatbread that you use to tear off chunks. It's like a good adventure dining, preceded by or followed by a lovely cocktail across the street. It's like that 1-2 punch. I love that. Z's Pizza, it's one of the best pizzas I've had in New Orleans ever. It's a new pizzeria on Barone Street, right over there by Martin Wine Cellar. Right next door is a fabulous new ice cream parlor called Lucy Boone. So, again, a date night doesn't have to be expensive. Well, this one in particular, just had a couple of slices at Z's, and then walked next door and got a little, they called it a tasting flight of ice cream, with four different samples, four scoops, quite generous scoops of ice cream. I think it was $10 for that. So, and then these places, they share a wall, Tommy. So, I mean, it's simple math. You see one, you see the other, you know, the date night is complete. Well, about, almost. The date night is set, let's put it that way.
Poitras Street. As you say that, I'm thinking, what about Poitras Street?
Poitras Street. That's okay. That's a curious.
You know,
combo.
I'm gonna give you a couple of locations, a couple of streets, and we'll take a break, and then you come back and report back. I'm thinking Poitras Street. I'm thinking that's about Chapultepec in the Warehouse District. Okay, I'm thinking about Magazine, both between Poitras and Canal, and then Uptown Magazine Street. And some other areas. So we're talking about pairings this morning. If y'all have any you are looking for by location or some that you'd like to suggest, 504-260-1870. Any other question I have, Ian, when we come back is do restaurants mind when you go in and you just want to have a cocktail and an appetizer, which somebody texted in by the best place for a cocktail and an appetizer, or just to have dessert? Do they mind that you eat up a table? I guess if they're an ice cream place, certainly not, because that's what they do. But if you just want to go in and have only a dessert at a restaurant. 9:20, favorite time of week. Ian McNulty's going to spend an hour with us this morning. So if you got any questions, comments, that Oakenhaw Jeweler talking text line wide open at 504-260-1870. We're talking about pairings this morning. Kind of have a little date where you can just park once and walk twice. Tommy Tucker back with Ian McNulty in a flash on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talking to Ian McNulty as we normally do on Friday mornings. We got on the subject of, he called it the Dryads. What'd you call it? The Dryads Double?
Dryads Double, yeah. The one block pairing, you know, a pairing of culinary delights, Epicurean delights.
I'm calling it park once, walk twice. Whatever you want to call it for different areas, we're going to continue that conversation. Of course, a big pairing tomorrow morning. You will be at the Crawfish Cook-Off. It's more than a pairing. I'll be there, too, at the Immaculate Conception in Marrero. You might have heard the commercial for it. You'll be part of the judging panel, and that's a great event, Ian.
Oh, fantastic. This will be my third year doing it, and I never want to miss one. It's great. It's, you know, there are so many different ways to do crawfish, and there was a time not too long ago when I was wondering if events like this were going to happen because the crawfish prices were so high.
That's the first thing I thought of when I heard about it with Mike Strain, honestly, was that event specifically.
Yeah, sure. No, but they're pouring in now. I mean, Hawks Crawfish is open in out in Cajun country. That's like always a very good sign. So, you know, all signs are here. The, you know, crawfish season is roaring. And yeah, this event, it encapsulates, I think, some of the best parts of crawfish season because it harvests the energy of that backyard boil, but times 100, because it's not one big crawfish operation. It's all these different teams that are making crawfish their way. And all, you better believe everyone going in there is convinced that they make the best crawfish. I mean, you talk to people who boil crawfish, and you know, it gets down to the particulars. It's time-tested recipes, it's techniques, it's, you know, there's jinxes and mojo in play here, and, you know, which hand do you hold the beer in, and all this kind of thing. And so all of that comes, you can actually put all that to the test and taste them side by side, booth after booth around the grounds of this festival. And it's, you know, it's a pay one price deal. It's all you can possibly eat, believe me, going around to these different booths, and you can spend all day doing it. Think with crawfish, you can eat a lot. And then you walk around a little bit, you talk, you socialize, you have a drink, you recover, you're back in the fray for another couple baskets. And that's the way it goes there all day. And it's,
Just to be clear, till 4 p.m., Kim DeMarco told us yesterday, the principal of the school, I guess, with the, you know, to make sure they got enough and everything, till 4 p.m., it's all you can eat until 4 p.m.
Sure. Okay. Yes. Fair.
Just clear that up. Just make sure.
If you're a doorbuster like me, yes, that is all the crawfish you could possibly eat by 4 p.m.
But you know what? You talk about the judging, and I feel like I'm not worthy because you guys sit there and, you know, to me, it's like it's either good or it's not. And I feel it's nice of them to invite me, and I try to do my best, and I listen to guidance from y'all. But when it comes to crawfish, you, my friend, have a very delicate palate because you can taste a little bit too much garlic here, a little bit too much salt there, a little bit too much lemon there. To me, it's either good or it's not.
Well, Tommy, that's the final arbiter, isn't it?
If
it's tasty, it's tasty. If it works, it works. But if when you're really getting down to it, like, what are you tasting? What's making it work? Could you replicate it? You know, at a certain point, all the puppies are cute, but which one's coming home with you, you know?
There you go. That's right. Now, some of them are just, you know, sometimes you get somebody that they try to do some weird things like putting cinnamon or pineapple together in it, and it's like, well, that was a nice try, but probably not.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's sort of like our political system, you know. Sometimes the people try to get so extreme on one end to get attention, and I think that's what's happening with the voting system of crawfish. You're like, oh, maybe if I really shock the audience here with this seasoning or this spice, I'll get attention and rise above the rest.
And it's more like shock and awe as in dropping a bomb, because it's like, wow, that did not work at all. But I appreciate your efforts, you know. Before we run out of time, the thing at Audubon Park tonight, at Audubon Zoo tonight too, right? Something with oysters?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, it's, you know, this is a great event season. You know, the big festivals are still ahead of us, but all these wonderful events that kind of populate the New Orleans calendar are coming up. The one tonight is called Shellebration, and that is not my my latent list coming back. It's Shell as an oyster shell, abration. And
it's
there you go. Mm-hmm. And they say there are no good band names left out there, Tommy. Take that one to the bank.
Whenever you say that, I think about Otis Redding and sitting on a dock of the bay. What a disaster that could have been.
Exactly right. Well, if you're an oyster lover, this is an event for you. It's at Audubon Zoo. It's in the Louisiana Swamp Exhibit, where they have, you know, the gators and the Cajun dance hall and all that. And it's oysters galore, and it's put on by this nonprofit that is working to restore Louisiana's coast and protect Louisiana's coast. And the program that they run is the Oyster Shell Recycling Program. And so this is a thing where restaurants in particular, big guys, you know, Acme, Drago's, Pesh, the places that go through like literally tons and tons of oyster shells, can put those, instead of going to the landfill as usual, divert them back to the coast where, you know, they're collected by this organization. It's the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. And they have this program that collects them and then brings them back to the coast and makes reefs out of them so the more oysters can grow on them and do all the things that oyster reefs do for the benefit of the coast, not least of which is produce more oysters for us to eat. And they have drop-off bins where people who shuck oysters at home, like myself, can bring their discarded shells. And again, if you've ever lifted a bag of oyster shells after the fact, you know, mm-hmm. when you lift a heavy bag of full oysters, you're like, yeah, this is a feast in a sack here. When you carry away the spent shells, it's like, oh my God, I mean, this is heavier than the wine bottles after my Endymion party. You know, this is really a big lift.
Which you can recycle as well. We were talking to a lady from Tulane about that yesterday. Did you know that?
Right, exactly. So this program is brilliant. It's elemental. It's elementary, my dear Watson. And this group, Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, runs it for restaurants and for those at home. And it's a great program, and you should know about it and support it and expand it. And that's what this event tonight is going to do. It's a fundraiser for it. But the end result is we're going to eat a lot of oysters out there. Louis Michu, a great Cajun fiddler, singer, just kind of visionary for modern Cajun music. He's going to be the headliner performer. There's going to be a lot of good food. I'm excited to get back into the Audubon Zoo and see what Dickie Brennan has done with the food there now that his company runs the all the food inside the zoo. So it should be a good time. That's going down tonight at 7 o'clock at Audubon Zoo. So you look up Shellebration, Oyster Shell Recycling, or my name. I did a story on it this week. You can find the details.
And you can still get tickets. You can eat oysters till your belly pops and help restore the coast.
That's right.
Well, maybe not till it pops, but you know what I'm saying. So when we're talking about daily doubles and park once, walk twice, however you want to say it, do restaurants mind? And somebody else texted in about a great place to get appetizers and drinks, unless it's like the Della Chase. Do restaurants mind if you want to go in and take up a table for just apps and drinks, or does it depend on the nature of the place?
Yeah, well, the latter, yes. I always say read the room, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're going in for just a drink, obviously, or for a drink and an app, or for dessert after dinner, the ideal perch is the restaurant bar. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe it's an outdoor table. It's not the 6:30 corner table for six, right? It's not the most coveted real estate.
Table 40 in the garden room at Commander's Palace. Did you know that?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
did you know that or not?
The garlic bread and some,
that's right in the corner. Yeah. Right in the corner of the garden room, table 40. There you go. A little bit of insider knowledge.
I've looked enviously at many people celebrating special stuff there.
All right.
But, you know, generally, you know, the restaurants are, you know, here for you. This is not something you try to pull on Valentine's Day or Mother's Day. But especially if you tell them in advance, hey, look, this is all we're interested in doing. We're going to be a quick turn, you know, set them up for it a little bit. And it's the time of day, too. I mean, if you're going in, a lot of restaurants open, you know, prime time for reservations is, you know, I'd say 6:30 to 7:30 in that range. But if a restaurant's opening at 5 or some of them open earlier, you know, 4:30, you know, if you're going in early like that for an appetizer and a cocktail and moving on, they're glad to have you. Mm-hmm. You know, on the other side of the clock too, if it's after 8 o'clock and you're just dropping in for that wonderful dessert that they do and a cup of coffee or an espresso martini at the bar or maybe a table by the window after the kind of the dinner rush is cleared out, game on.
Somebody texted in cocktails at Monkey Hill, appetizers at Patio's, entrees at Clancy's. All within 4 blocks of Webster Street? Yes.
Yes, right? Thank you. Yeah, I think Patio's is probably a reference to Patois, which is, yes, that's a great little stretch right there all down Webster.
Oh, okay, I get it.
We could call this the Webster Street crawl, Tommy. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Yeah, Monkey Hill starts it out on Magazine Street. Maybe 3 blocks towards the river is Patois, Aaron Berghaus' fabulous restaurant. Nice little bar there to dine at, and then the main act down the street at Clancy's.
So, and it's hard because it's, they came out Patio's, but I guess the O and I were, what do you call it when they get mixed up?
Discombobulated.
There you go. dinner and drinks at Revel on Carrollton, followed by dessert at Brocato's. Where's Revel?
Ah, terrific. I was just there this week. Revel is a great little find. It's on Carrollton Avenue, just off Canal Street. This is another twist on the example I mentioned at the top of Venetia's and Angelo Brocato. I mean, Angelo Brocato, you know, if you're in mid-city, all roads lead to Angelo Brocato for this. But Revel is a great cocktail lounge primarily with a fabulous burger, a really good steak, a small gastropub-style menu. but it's run by this man, Chris McMillan, who really is the godfather of modern New Orleans bartenders, hugely influential for the modern craft cocktail scene all around, and now he has his own den there, and great cocktails. And again, you're going right across Carrollton Avenue carefully, because that's, you know, 4 lanes and a Frogger-like streetcar track in the middle. to Angela Bracato's on the other side. But yeah, see, I love this. I love that the listeners are chiming in with these things.
Is that
I
what
love
used
that
to be?
Crawl there.
132 or 123, whatever their restaurant was.
You're thinking of Rue 127.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Right, which is just next door, actually.
Okay.
Rue 127's address is now Zazu, which is a fabulous restaurant, a real gem of a bistro, highly romantic, tiny, you know, just a shotgun house converted into this just lovely little jewel box of a restaurant for Susan Manick, who made her name at Gautreaux's over the years. Is doing her thing, and that's absolutely first class.
Somebody's looking for a pairing of Indian food, best Indian food in the city, with a dessert place. Now, I don't know if those two are going to go together. I don't know anything about Indian food, really, or if they have it there. I don't know about desserts. Take me through that, Ian, if you can.
Oh, sure. Well, this is, you know, it's kind of a golden age for Indian food in New Orleans. We've got fantastic Indian restaurants around town now. But now I'm scrolling through for a great dessert pairing. I'm going to say, so go to Saffron, which is modern Indian for sure. It's a little bit of Indian and the New Orleans fusion.
And where's
upscale.
That?
It's on Magazine Street, okay. Uptown near Napoleon. And then proceed down the street to the bar at La Petite Grocery for one of their great desserts there. La Petite Grocery, another first-class restaurant, just made its 20th anniversary. And good proximity to Saffron.
And so, they don't have a problem serving you dessert and coffee at a bar, do they?
Yeah, not at the bar. Absolutely not. No, never. And they have a nice lounge area around the bar, too, so it doesn't necessarily have to be sitting at the bar.
Especially this time of year, might be able to find some outdoor seating. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back with Ian McNulty, covers food, dining, culture for the Times-Picayune. We got on the subject of a Dryad's Double Park once, walk twice, where you can just get it all done at two different places and walk from place to place. We'll talk about Metairie Road when we come back. Somebody texted in and asked about that. 504-260-1870. That's the Oakwood Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Tommy Tucker, Ian McNulty, back in a flash on WWL. What can I say? I'm anxious to get back to Ian McNulty. Ian, just to clear up some confusion, I'm getting some texts about the Audubon Golf restaurant, which is closed, but that's got nothing to do with Celebration that happens tonight.
Yeah, that's right. The Audubon Clubhouse is under renovation. This event is actually at the Audubon Zoo Swamp Exhibit, Louisiana Swamp Exhibit.
Cajun Ballroom at the Louisiana Swamp Exhibit, and there'll be like Cajun music and everything. If you just go to ccrl.org and put in Celebration, you'll find it. Again, with the latent lisp. Tell me about some Metairie Road daily doubles, where you can park and go and get maybe a dinner and dessert on Metairie Road.
Yeah, this is a great day for Metairie Road dining. There's lots of stuff out there. The latest example is Tana, the great modern Italian restaurant from Chef Michael Galata. And we're talking down by the causeway end of Metairie Road. And directly across the street is Garrison. Kitchen and Cocktail. The name says it all. I mean, cocktails are a big part of it over there. I would probably recommend at this point drinks at Tana because it is a pretty hot reservation. So if you just want a casual kind of drop in, the lounge is open there. So go for a drink at Tana and then carefully cross Metairie Road to Garrison, which is really these two places look across the street at each other. And neither of them was here a year ago, maybe not even 6 months ago. And they're both fantastic new additions to the dining scene in general and for Metairie in particular. And Garrison is great for some outdoor dining, too, if the weather's cooperating, but it has indoor options. But then maybe a little more old school, Tommy, just down Metairie Road, following the river down Metairie Road a little bit. There's that whole strip of restaurants and businesses. I'm thinking about Oscar's Bar as your pre or post drink spot at the classic Oscar's, which has a great hamburger, by the way. But since we're pairing this up, you can go to Brasa, which is the South American style steakhouse there, or Zocalo, which is the slightly more upscale, not really upscale, but just, you know, above your standard taqueria Mexican restaurant. Both of those places run by the same partners, by the way, Edgar and Antonio. They're doing great things. They got a second Brasa now open on Canal Street in the former Morton's. We can talk about that in a second if you want. But That original Brasa or Zocalo next door. You got Oscars right in the middle for kind of a dive bar destination before or afterwards. Or if you want to keep it a little more wholesome, Sal's Snowballs is right down the block.
Tell me about what used to be Morton's.
Yeah, it's a Morton Steakhouse that was there for about 20 years in Canal Place, across from the casino at the foot of Canal Street. Morton's was, I thought it was real popular of its day. Certainly it was popular with big spenders. A lot of Saints players were known to hang out there. Had the infamous steakhouse fist fight between Al Copeland and Guidry, the
Robert Guidry,
River.
Right?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Oh, yeah. No, the stories outlast the restaurant sometimes. Well, Morton's is part of a big chain, Landry's. They have hundreds of restaurants around the country. When the pandemic hit, they didn't want to stick around. They pulled up stakes and left that place empty, and it sat empty for years until local guys decided to take it over again. And this is, again, Edgar and Antonio, who run Brasa and Metairie. They doubled down in a big way with this new Brasa, just opened this week. And I took a look inside. I was blown away by the renovation they did in there. It's the same basic footprint as the old Morton's, but you know, all the times I went to Morton's, I did not even know there were windows in that restaurant. But now there are, you know, the windows are opened. You've got these views of Canal Street and the pillars of the Custom House building across the way. And again, this is a South American style steakhouse. If you're familiar with La Boca, which has introduced a lot of people to the idea of it, this is a similar style. Gone a lot more upscale with this new Brasa, a lot more seafood on the menu. They still have that lounge that Morton's had, a big private dining area for, you know, private events, banquets, that kind of thing. And they're really fired up to be downtown, which is good because downtown has been, you know, it's taken some lumps, especially in the restaurant world. It's been tough to do business down there, but they're really high on the prospects of that, the Caesars Casino conversion happening, the Four Seasons Hotel, the type of visitors those places are going to attract once they really hit their stride, and getting the locals to come down too. So that's been I'm glad to see that space be reactivated, and especially by local guys with a local concept.
All right, two more before we go. North Shore.
Yeah, see, it's trickier, right? The historic contours of New Orleans and this neighborhood kind of makes this, but Not undoable. You don't have to get back in your car necessarily. Downtown Covington's the greatest example of that. The Southern Hotel is home to a really nice restaurant all its own called the Gloriette. Alex Harrell, the chef there now, he always does good things wherever he goes. But the Southern Hotel has a bar, the Cypress Bar, which is separate from the restaurant. Just a wonderful little tucked away niche. It's a beautiful bar. Start there for a drink. If you go on a Wednesday, by the way, it's old-fashioned Wednesdays there. They're happy hour prices for the old-fashioned there on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And then go right across the street to Tavi, which is a spinoff from Shaya, which is the modern Israeli restaurant known from Magazine Street. Tavi is a sibling restaurant on the North Shore and fabulous food. Or you can go diagonally across the street to Del Porto, a restaurant, and you're going to be hearing more about from me soon, as our video series on NOLA.com continues.
All right, 30 seconds left. I need a Riverbend suggestion.
Ah, glad you brought it up. Oak Street. Oak Street is a fabulous little Main Street area for that. Go to Sukiban for some fabulous sushi and hand rolls at the kind of a bar-like setting. And then Oak and Ale next door is a great wine bar on one side, beer bar on the next. That'll take care of your wine lovers and your beer lovers under one roof.
This has been a lot of fun. Thank you, Ian McNulty. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Great talking with you. And it's oysters tonight at the celebration, but crawfish tomorrow. Tommy, feels like we're living our best lives.
You got that right, brah. Absolutely.
Right.
Crawfish cook-off tomorrow in Immaculate Conception in Marrero. Taking a break, finding out what Noel's got for us when we come back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!